Blue Balls Midlands, that's a group of men who meet every week and dip into Loch Owel outside of Mullingar in County Westmeath. They say the community they've built has helped them deal with life's challenges and improve their health on World Mental Health Day. The men want to highlight the importance of men breaking the silence and opening up about their problems. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey joined them earlier this week.
It's after 7:30 on a cold October evening. It's 10 degrees outside, and a group of more than 25 men have gathered in the dark at the diving boards at Loch Owel for their weekly cold water dip. Blue Balls Midlands was set up in July 2024, and since then has gone from strength to strength. Its founder is Damien Rooney.
Blue Balls Ireland was established in November 22 by Jonathan Smith and Owen Flood. And about a year later, I joined myself. I saw the format that they were working on, and I thought that the format could really work here at Loch Owel. There is a women's group here, Dips Don't Lie, but there is no organised men's group. So I put the word out, and on the first night we had about 28 people show up. It doesn't matter whether you can swim, you know, dipping is dipping. Basically, we were set up and we got together to start communication between men, something that men are not very good at, that the women are great at it. But we're here to start a conversation, be it about mental health or about whatever the lads want to talk about.
For many of the men, jumping in or dipping brings calm to their busy lives. Michael Kane travels almost an hour to join the group.
I first came here last January. It was the first time I came down here. It was on a Wednesday night. It was black dark. It was freezing cold. And that was my first, my introduction to it, I suppose. It seemed like absolute ludicrousy at the time. But I went along with it anyway and met the boys. And sure, I've been coming pretty much weekly ever since. I work in the area of mental health, so I suppose I can see the benefits of this. I work as a psychotherapist, so I know the importance of men's mental health and looking after that. And I suppose I think men probably tend to know we should talk about things, but we don't. We can chat about football and we can chat about politics and all these things, but when it comes to talking about the important things, we won't talk about them. And I suppose when I come down here, I get a great benefit. It kind of takes me out of my head.
For Derek Seary, his motivation came from work-related stress.
Tell you now, it's bloody scary. You're coming down them steps there in the dark, looking at dark water, and going up on the diving board and looking down at dark water, and you know it's going to be freezing. And it is scary, but it's very good for you. I can't say how good it is for you. You know, it's hugely beneficial. Just mentally, once you come out of there now and you go back up the steps afterwards, after the dip or the swim, you feel like you've done something.
Others say the group has brought them more connection and friendship. Jeff Budd moved from New Zealand to Mullingar 2 years ago.
It's like a highlight of the week. It takes a little bit of motivation to come out on nights like this and get off the couch and that, but you never regret it. Like, yeah, it's probably the mental challenge and building resilience, which has helped a lot with moving over here and making new friends.
Enda Battle joined the group while going through chemotherapy for testicular cancer.
You feel so low when you're getting chemo, you're going through chemotherapy and that, you feel so bad after. Like, there was probably, I got a week. It was like 5 days where I get chemotherapy and then I had 2 weeks off. And that's over the 2 weeks is when I would come out here. You could be low, you could feel very low during those 2 weeks where you're sort of waiting for your next session of chemotherapy. But no, I felt great, like just felt a boost. So I suppose it felt good, so I kept it up. Like.
All right, lads, anyone for tea? Coffee? Yeah.
Of course, no dip would be complete without tea or coffee and a chat afterwards. Founder Damien Rooney.
Traditionally, men would go to the pub and they'd vent and they'd laugh, and we do that here. And in the beginning, it was basically into the water, out of the water, back to the car. Now it's become less about the water and probably more about the chats.
I'm cold just listening to them. That was Damien Rooney ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey. It's 7:28.